Last night I talked to the people about patience, because patience is the common theme that flows through certainly the first reading and the second reading, and in a mysterious way also the gospel. Because we ask ourselves from John's words there, oh, John seems to have been a little impatient. So I can track patience as a theme in there. Last week I talked to you about being comfortable Catholics and making yourselves uncomfortable. When I mentioned the word patience with you this morning, that might make some of you uncomfortable as well. So I went and, as part of my preparation for last night, I found out some of the definitions of patience. And some of them are quite good, some of them are a little bit dreary. The art of losing your temper very slowly. The art of concealing impatience. This one I quite liked. It is something that while driving, you appreciate in the drivers behind you and resent in the driver in front of you. And then, of course, as sometimes happens, and I love this, someone from the parish contacted me last night with this. Clearly a mother. Okay? From a mother. Things I've lost since becoming a mother. One, patience when nice things get broken. Can you identify with this? Number two, remember, things I've lost since becoming a mother. Number two, nice things. And number three, patience. I thought, that's very clever. And somebody was listening. Patience is something that, whether we like it or not, is part of the structure of our humanity. We either possess it or we don't possess it. We have it at some times and not at others. Other times dictate how we handle being patient or not. I really and truly love being in the presence of gentle people, of people who are patient, people who just take their time to manoeuvre or move into whatever situation is unfolding. I always come away from being in the presence of such people a little more, a little slower in myself, just a little more gently approaching things. They bring to us a sense of peacefulness. You may have such people in your life. I think they're a rare find, to be honest with you, this day and age, because technology has come in and made such a big impact in our life. And whilst we are able to do things much more quickly these days, the response draws out of us greater impatience, it seems to me. We send the email off with a question, and why haven't I got my answer straight away? People get quite agitated by not having the immediacy of whatever it is they're talking about or involved in, having that resolved. You make the phone call and somebody doesn't pick up the phone straight away. Come on, come on, come on. Even at the lights, our cars are so good now. Compared to the days of horses, I guess, but we still get so impatient. And once we exercise impatience, we damage both ourselves and other people. Now, I'm not telling you anything this morning that you would not already be aware of. The first reading was given to us by one of the disciples of Isaiah. Now, the people of Israel were exiled in Babylon at this time. And that whole letter, that part of the letter, is to encourage them to be hopeful. We are going to return to Jerusalem. When? We don't know. The Lord will draw us in there. So it was an Advent time, a time of waiting. And then we come to the letter from James. By the time James had written his letter, the church was established. It was a young church, but was established with an administration similar to what we have today. There were bishops already ordained and priests were being ordained. So the structure of the church was in place. And three times James says to his audience, be patient. The Lord said he would return. And in the meantime, be patient, as I say three times, with one another. Be patient with God. And be kind to one another. Be gentle with one another. So they are the instruments, when we talk about being patient, they are the instruments that make up the patient person, it seems to me. And it was the same for James's early community. Because by that stage, they had been kicked out of the synagogues. They were, in a sense, homeless, you might say. And so they had established the church, and they were waiting on the very words that Jesus put in his promise, I will return and I will send you a spirit, the Holy Spirit. And they thought that this might be happening by the end of the day, perhaps, but clearly it wasn't. And so James, like Isaiah, is encouraging the people to take this time and use it wisely. That's what the Advent time is all about, to use it wisely. And on third Sunday, we say, just slow down and appreciate the beauty and the joy. That's what third candle is, the joy candle. To appreciate the beauty and the joy in our life. Not to be distracted by the impatience, if you like, by wanting everything resolved and things done right away. A waiting time is actually a very productive time. James uses the example of the farmer. Now, Australian farmers work hard. They plant, they till the soil, then they plant, and then they wait for the rain. But I don't know very many patient farmers. Now, I know that he's stretching it a little bit. Most farmers that I'm aware of, and I come from a rural setting, that patience is not a word that you would apply to them. Certainly hard working, because once they've tilled the soil, once they've planted the seed, they then, I hope, they pray for rain. And lately they've been praying for the rain to stop. But they don't stop. Patient people tend to slow down. They look at the situation and they look at the possibilities and work out gently the best way to go ahead. But farmers in Australia anyway are not really like that. I'm not saying that they're impatient. It's just that they've already moved on to the next thing that has to be done. Because in their life, their environment, they see so many things that need to be done. Most farmers don't sit still for long. They apply themselves. The crop's in, what's next? I now have to repair fences. Or the lambs have to be topped and tailed. Or whatever's going on. There's always something more. Advent is the time to say, there is always something more, but it can wait. That's what Isaiah is saying. That's what James is saying. It can wait. And perhaps that's why, and I'm really stretching it here, you know, 9 months it is to give birth to a child. Excuse the pun about stretching, by the way, but there is oil for that. So perhaps that is a time, it's an Advent time, certainly it's the birthing time, but certainly it's a time for a woman to let her body adjust, to let her mind adjust to what's going to happen in due course. In the relationship between a husband and wife or the father of the child, it's a time to examine that relationship with the anticipation of a mystery that's going to be coming forward. That is Advent. That's what we are in now. That's why I gradually, in this church, I build up the nativity scene. I don't plonk the whole lot there all together. Rather frustrates me when I go around and I see the nativity scene there and there's a baby Jesus there. Well, that's a premature birth. So use the time wisely. Use the time to slow down if you can. I know it gets a bit frenetic this time of the year, but Advent is given to us as a time to just reassess, just to slow it all down. Don't worry, if we can help it, about what's going to happen next year. I'm talking to myself firstly here, by the way. It will unfold. It will take its course. But just make sure that through this Advent and Christmas period that we allow ourselves to be open to the fullness of God's grace, who is always with us, who only wants the best for us. But I think we sometimes miss the message because of our busyness. I encourage you during the holiday period, for those of you that are able to enjoy a holiday period, just to approach it patiently, to be gentle and kind with those who are in your sphere. Because I think patience always comes at a cost. Firstly, I suppose the cost is the coin of what I would call self-restraint. That's a cost. We actually physically have to decide to refrain from doing some things. Just back off. That's a cost. And if we don't do that, the cost is actually the coin of regret. And that's a harder pill to swallow. You may not like it, you may even lack it. But your patience, as we heard in James's letter, your patience, the way you exercise it, will help you grow.